Like to do those, I'd like to just go ahead and get into the word this morning. I've just got kind of a quick little word of exhortation and encouragement this morning. And as we do, let's see, go ahead and, we'll go ahead at this time and dismiss our children for kids' church. All right, you can go back ages 5-ish to 12-ish. Go on back, be blessed. We've got a special service just for you. You know, I'm looking, oh, there it is. Praise God. We're going to take a look at a couple passages of Scripture this morning in the Word of God. And we're going to start in the book of Ephesians. And I just felt kind of more this morning, just what was on my heart is just kind of a word of encouragement, just a little word of exhortation to encourage you. You know, the Scripture tells us here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, it says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth." It goes on to list all the different pieces of the armor of God. And we've really hit all those different pieces of the armor at different times, sort of the spirit, the shield of faith, and whatnot going on down the list. But this morning, I just felt like it's important to realize, because a lot of us get in this place, this point in our walk with God, where we find ourselves, it seems like we're standing, you know? And I love that. I love the way the Scripture expresses it here in Ephesians chapter 13, or chapter 6, verse 13. It says in the latter part of verse 13, "Having done all to stand." And having done all to stand, stand therefore. You know, there are times in life, and there's times in this walk with the Lord, where you're just going to find yourself standing. A lot of times when you pray and ask God for something, whether it's something, you know, tangible, or direction, or wisdom, or whatever it might be, there's a time between the time you pray and the time you actually receive it, get it, know it, whatever that might be. That in-between time is what you'd call standing time. All right? There's going to be a time, there's going to be a gap in there when you're going to be standing. You're going to be standing, you're going to be waiting, you're going to be listening for direction. And during that standing time, that can be some of the most vulnerable time, you know, because it's like there's something that isn't done yet. There's something we're waiting on. And so what are we doing? We're kind of just standing. We're waiting. And so this morning, I want to talk about that standing. Hey, guy. Oh, praise God. Another little man of God. Well, this morning, you know, just talking about that standing and, you know, standing there. The Bible knows, God knows in His Word that, you know, this walk of faith is not like a drive, it's not like a McDonald's drive-thru where you make your request, you go through and pick it up. It's not like that. There's faith. You're going to be standing. The Bible says, what you see, you don't hope for what you see. You already have it. There's going to be, faith is the substance of things hoped for. There's a lot of different kinds of series of standing you do as a Christian, as a believer. And we see the language of standing in Scripture, especially as you're, you know, notice in verse 12 it says, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, okay? We know it's not a gun, it's not a war with guns and knives, but we do wrestle. We're just wrestling against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age and the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And so we are in this wrestling match, and we find ourselves having to stand against. It says, for we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we do wrestle. And we are wrestling against things. What does it look like in real life when we're wrestling against that stuff in verse 12? A lot of times it's thoughts in your mind. Thoughts that you know aren't right. Thoughts that you know are contrary to God. And yet they're there. They're thoughts that are there, and we're wrestling against them. In Corinthians it says we're casting down imaginations. We're taking thoughts into captivity. That's wrestling. That denotes the wrestling that we're going through. But while we're wrestling, there's also this standing. There's this standing. And I've found in my life, as I'm wrestling against things, as I'm in that gap between, you know, when I've declared something and I'm waiting on something, in that place of standing, I'm not only having to wrestle against stuff, you know, but I'm also having, I should say this, not only do I have to stand against stuff, but I have to stand on stuff. I got to stand on something while I'm standing against something. In other words, when I'm dealing with powers, principalities, and stuff is trying to just wig-wag me every way, you know, it's just not enough for me to be able to say, that's wrong, I shouldn't be thinking that. That's wrong, I shouldn't do that. I got to be standing on something firm. I got to be standing on something, you know, that is going to give me the strength to, the strength to stand against. This morning, I simply want to minister along the lines of truth you can stand on. You know, if I had more room, I'd say truth you could stand on while you're standing against, while you're standing and waiting. There are some things you don't have to wait for. There are some things you don't have to wait to get an answer to. There is some truth, there is a foundation that God has put under each one of our feet, that no matter what it is you're standing against, no matter what it is you're in the process of standing, you know, for, you know, in the evil day, he said, there are some solid truths that you can stand on. And these apply to all of us in every situation, all right? So these are not just for a select few. It's important to realize that as we're standing against those powers and principalities, there are some truths that we can stand on. Whether it's a financial situation, relationship, you know, job-oriented, whatever it is, there are some things I can stand on and know for sure while I'm standing, okay? That's kind of where I want to go. And that's really what the scripture says here, that stand having girded your waist with truth. All right, that's the first thing he says in that weaponry, girding your waist with truth. And so let's go ahead and take a look at that belt of truth, if you will. Truth that we can stand on that applies to all of us in every situation. Number one truth we can stand on is we can absolutely stand on God's favor. All right, the scripture tells us in no uncertain terms, it says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. I love that. You know, one of the great things that you can stand on is the fact of God's favor. God is for us. You know, sometimes we'll pray in life, as we're just going on in life, and we'll just pray that favor of God. What is favor? Favor is that thing that causes somebody to just like you, to just be drawn to you. Have you ever experienced that? It's just like you have favor in some places, or favor in a certain relationship. It's just, it's easy. It's good. There's peace. And people are just drawn. It's a good, good, good thing. You know, just to pray that favor, that supernatural I like you thing about you that God can bless our lives with, that can open doors and different things like that. One of the important things to understand while you're wrestling in this good fight of faith and taking your stand is that you got to remember, you got to stand on God's favor for you. You know that thing that just causes people to like, God has that for you. He just likes you. While you were a sinner, he just liked you, loved you, sent Jesus. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. There's favor. You know, a lot of times we'll hear the word grace defined as unmerited favor. And that's what it is. It's unmerited. Didn't earn it. It's not because I've got these qualities that he has favor. He just supernaturally loves me, likes me, is for me. I love that. Sometimes as we're standing, we just got to remember, I'm standing in the favor of God. The only reason I'm in this battle in the first place is because I got saved, because he liked me, loved me. He's for me. And just praise God. I am standing on the favor of God. As I'm casting down imagination, standing firm, I am standing on the fact that I'm even in this battle because of the love of God. Because he took me from the kingdom of darkness and put me in the kingdom of God's dear Son. He loves me. He's for me. And if God is for us, who can be against us? Or as somebody once said, if God's for us, what difference does it make who's against us? You know, God is for you. God is for you. That's powerful. I love that. That's one of those thoughts that I just got to come back to. I'll just wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Lord. I am loved by God. You are for me today. Even if I make mistakes, even if I mess up, you're still for me. It doesn't mean that he's for everything I do, you know. Obviously, if I do something that hurts somebody, he's not for me hurting people, all right? But he's still for me, like a parent with a child. Your child could do something. You're not for everything your child may do if they don't do something, but you're always for them. You always love them. You're always for their best, you know, and that's the way you got to remember with God for us. He's always for us. He is your biggest, you know, to put it this way, he, you know, in, I guess, the world, you know, he, a like, you know, in their Facebook world, I think it is, you got likes, dislikes. It's a huge like. God liked you. God liked you while you were a sinner. Now, as a child of God, standing, oh, his like for you hasn't changed. He loves you. He is for you. And if he is for you, who can be against you? It's something to remember as we're fighting that good fight of faith, as I'm wrestling, as I'm frustrated with myself. I'm not even for me sometimes when I get mad. You got to remember, God is for you. He hasn't stopped being for you. And that's one of the things that can hearten us in the middle of the battle. God is for me. I'm standing not only against those things coming against my mind, but I'm standing in the favor of God, that supernatural like that God has for me. Praise God. Not only that, but I'm standing on God's strength. All right? Talking about standing on God's strength, here's one of the great scriptures, and I've kind of got a few different versions of up here, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. This is amplified. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I'm self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. The message says, whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. And then the good news says, I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. Praise God. I'll tell you what, this is such a powerful truth. Again, as I'm wrestling, can I wrestle against these powers and principalities and things? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He will always cause you to triumph. You know, and you find out too, as you walk and you grow up spiritually, you know, there are some battles that you might fight and overcome some things that are just like a couple rounder matches. And as you get older, you might have some longer matches and things that you're overcoming and dealing with things in your life. But the things that you got to remember is that you are able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Because when you're in that place, when you're in this place sometimes, I'm going to back up here. When you're in that place of standing, therefore, or verse 13, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand therefore. That's a vulnerable time. When you're standing and everything's coming against you and your mind is coming against you and people are coming against you and all that stuff, that's a vulnerable time. And you got to realize there is an inflection point that you're going to hit at that point. You're going to say, I can't do this. And you're right. That's the conclusion that God wants us to come to. I can't do this. Praise God, we're almost there. But at that inflection point, when you realize, I can't stand on top of these images. I can't emotionally. There is a decision that we're going to make. There's a conclusion that we're going to have to come to. I can't do this, therefore I'm giving up. That's conclusion number one. Or, I can't do this, I need his strength. I need his help. I need his ability. I need him to strengthen me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When you say, I can't do this, yes, in your own strength you can. Apart from him, you can do nothing. But through him, you can do all things. As you're standing against stuff, be also standing on God's strength, because you're going to feel that way. And when those feelings come, don't let those feelings point you to despair. Let them point you to faith and say, okay, God, I need your strength. Strengthen me with might by your spirit and my inner man. I am standing on your strength. I'm standing on your ability. Your ability to do it. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please him. And no matter how much money you have in the bank, no matter how sharp you are mentally, intellectually, no matter how many resources you have at your disposal, if you're going to fight these spiritual battles, it's going to require faith. It's going to require tapping into his resources of strength. You are going to be looking to him, because that's the way it is. When you're dealing with spiritual stuff, the physical things can't resist spiritual stuff. If I've got a spirit of fear coming at my mind, let's say I'm dealing with this fear, this lie, whatever, I can't take, if I took out a gun and started shooting the air, I could not shoot down a spirit of fear. There's no contact between the physical and the spiritual. But there is contact in the spiritual and the spiritual. And God gives you a strength. He gives you a strength of spirit that causes you to rise up in the name of Jesus and be able to push back things in the spirit realm through his strength, through his grace, not by my might, not by my power, not by, again, any natural resources that I have, but through the resources of his strength. And that's where those simple little prayers, Lord, help me, strengthen me. Doesn't have to be elaborate, just simple. Father, help me. I need your grace. I need your strength. Praise God. Standing on God's protection. Again, this is not a big teaching this morning. I'm just kind of giving you a couple bullet points to encourage you while you're standing. Standing in God's protection. Here's a powerful thing. You know, there are kind of rules of the game, if you will, while you're standing. And here's some great parameters that we have as we're standing. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says this, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." Praise God. That's another thing to keep in mind while you're standing. As I'm standing against things, as I'm standing in the evil day, I'm standing in the supernatural favor of God. I know one thing, God's for me. Praise God. I'm also standing in the fact that of his protection. He is overseeing the situation. Whatever I'm standing against has been stood against for years. Has always been stood against by people. I'm not standing against anything new. There's no new tricks here. And also, God knows what I can handle. In other words, he is sovereignly overseeing this battle of my wrestling that I'm dealing with and going through here. And I can kind of rest in that and say, you know what? Praise God. I know that I can do all things through Christ, so I know that whatever it is that I'm going through, it's not like, you know, I have 10 power strength and Satan has 20 power strength and there's no way I can win this. That's not the situation. If I'm standing in a winnable battle and a winnable fight. He always causes me to triumph in Christ. I can look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith, and I can get what I need from him. So as I'm standing, I got to realize, number one, what I'm standing against is common to man. People that all over the world, millions and millions and millions and millions of people all over the world are going through just what you're going through. Not the same names and faces and geographical location, but in principle, they're going through the same thing. They're being tempted with the same thing. They're having the same temptation to give up, to just forget things. They're going through what you're going through. It's common to man. But God is faithful. He won't allow you to be tempted what you are able. But with the temptation, he'll also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. You got to also know that while you're standing in the evil day, there is a way of escape. There is a way. It's not going to be, in other words, it's not forever. It's seasonal. This is coming to an end. God is giving you grace and strength in it, and he is going to see you through it. Know that it's not forever. That's the lie of the enemy. You're weird. You're off. You know, he'll isolate you and say you can't You can't win this one. It's all lies. It's common. People are going through it right now, and it is winnable, and God is going to give you the strength and the grace to bear it, to be able to overcome it in every way. Standing on God's faithfulness. Matthew 28:19-20. It says, "Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Praise God. He will never leave you, never forsake you. He's always right there with you. Another thing that you stand on, you know, he is with me right now in the battle. He's not on the outside. He is right in there with me. It's kind of like the Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. They're in that fiery furnace, and the king looks in there and says, "Wow, I see a fourth man who's like the Son of God. He is with me in that time." I love what the psalmist said. He said, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil because you're with me. And your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Now, some of you may have known what that's like, to be in near-death situations or going through something and sensing the power of God with you. No matter what, he is with me. As I'm standing, I'm never standing alone. He is right there with me. I love in Psalm 91, the psalmist says, well, this is really what the Lord is saying. He said, "Because he has set his love upon me, praise God, I will deliver him. He shall, you know, because he has known my name, praise God, I will be with him in trouble. I'll deliver him and honor him." I just love that he is with us. He is in us. He is for us. But he is there. It's not something that I feel with my feelings. It's something that I know by faith. He is right here. He is right now. We've been talking about this the last couple weeks, that my devotion time is not a place that I'm going to. It's always on. The throne of grace is always there. Praise God. And so something to be encouraged about this morning is the fact that he is faithful. He will never leave you, never forsake you. Praise God. Also, standing on God's love. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution? Now think about some of the battles you're going through. Famine, nakedness, peril, sword. I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, angels, principalities, powers, things present, things to come, height, depth, any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. One of the things that you can know when you're going through that battle again is that battle, that thing that I'm going through right now, it cannot separate me from the love of God. Nothing. Nothing can separate me from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, it's kind of like, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You got your peanut butter on one side, your jelly, you slap them together, you pull them apart, you got peanut butter, you got jelly on both sides. You can't get in between that peanut butter and jelly. You stuck them together. It's like you and the love of God. Nothing is going to get in between you and the love that he has for you. Nothing. It's impossible. So as I'm standing against things, I'm standing on his love. Praise God. Whatever this battle is, it doesn't in any way separate me from his love. I got to stand on these things. You know, the scripture says, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. What are these things above? They're the fact that God is for you. He is faithful to you. That he has favor toward you. These are the things that we've got to be continually stirring ourselves up and reminding ourselves that, praise God, no matter what people can do, people may be able to separate you from relationships, or people may be able to get in there and separate things, but nobody can separate you from the love that God has for you. Nobody can go behind your back and gossip to God about you and get him to give you the cold shoulder and not talk to you. No, never happen. God loves you, period. While you were a sinner, he loved you and gave himself for you. You know, he cares for you. And that's just something you have to just get settled. There's just no fear there at all. There's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear. It's a resting place. And God's love for us is to be a resting place. I know that nothing can get in between me and the love that God has. So I'm standing on the love of God. Also, standing on God's wisdom. Here's one of the most powerful little passages of Scripture that's helped me through battles. James chapter 1:1-5, it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. And if you lack wisdom, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. A lot of times when you're standing too in those places in the evil day and you're standing, a lot of times there's things that you don't know. You're wondering about, what do I do? And one of the great things you can do is you can just simply, by faith, in that battle, say, Lord, give me wisdom for this situation. Give me wisdom for this financial issue, relationship issue, this reaching this person for Christ. Boy, I want to see him come into the kingdom. No matter what I do, it's just, oh, help me. Give me wisdom to know how to reach him. Whatever it might be, whatever that situation is, you can, on purpose, ask God for wisdom. I don't know how many times I've had this epiphany in my own mind. You know, I've just banged my head trying to figure it out, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I can ask God. You know, I can just ask him for wisdom. It's an amazing thing when I'll just by faith ask him for wisdom, the stuff that I'll get and perceive and know. It's amazing how much happens in our Christian walk that's not dramatic, that's very subtle. You'll just ask and you'll get it. And it's God and it's faith, and it's amazing. It's almost like we're supposed to walk by faith and live by faith. It is. You know, and the more I walk with the Lord, it's just like the less, you know, I don't know how to say dramatic, but it's just the more calm, matter of fact, Lord, I need help here. I need wisdom there. Lord, show me. I'm asking for wisdom to do that. You know, the Bible says he knows what we have need of before we ask, but he still says ask. Ask. Don't ever be too proud to ask, and don't ever be too spiritual to ask. You need to humble yourself and ask. Jesus said, ask, seek, knock. To him who asks, him who seeks, you know, to him who asks, you know, he'll know. To him who seeks, he'll find. To him who knocks, the door will be opened. It's important to do that, to ask. See, he already knows. All things are naked and open before him. I know he knows. He knows that I know that he knows, but he still says, ask. What is that? It's relationship. It's dialogue. It's fellowship with God. Ask. And if you need wisdom, don't just go into some little, I have the wisdom of God in me, Ask for wisdom. I'm just telling you where I've been. I was a young Bible school student going down. It was just all there. Everything's in Christ. You're just kind of, Wrong. You'll ask. You'll seek. You'll knock. You'll go through and see where the apostles asked for things to happen and things happened. You will ask. You will seek. You'll knock. And as you seek, you find. And as you seek first the kingdom of God, things are added to you. And when you're in the heat of the battle, ask. God, show me what to do. I'm asking for your wisdom. You know, Jesus told the parable about the widow who was imploring the judge to get justice. And he said this parable to his disciples that they would pray and not give up. You know, that they'd pray and not give up in prayer. And he said, you know, finally the persistent widow got justice because the judge said, she's wearying me. Okay. And Jesus is using that as an analogy. How much more is your heavenly Father going to be hearing you? And then he concludes the whole thing by saying, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on the earth? So dispensationally, that obviously applies to dispensation, big word, it still applies to us today, the church. That hasn't passed away. We're to have that persistence and that asking and that seeking and going. And sometimes that's one of the great ways you can have a breakthrough in the battle, just when you just begin to stop and ask, Lord, help me, show me in this area. And then finally, stand on God's loyalty. You know, I'm not here because of my loyalty to God today. I'm still standing here today because of his loyalty to me and his goodness to me. Praise God. I love the scripture so much. Romans 14, verse 4, it says, who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. Huh. I'll tell you what. You know, you might discover as you're growing up spiritually and different things like that, and we all experience it. You know, you might stumble along the way. We have some stumbles and different things. And there'll be people that'll seize on you when you stumble and they'll point out, and I told you so and all that. Thank God when you stumble, he doesn't do that. He doesn't seize on you when you stumble. He picks you up. He upholds you when you stumble. He upholds you. He's right there. It says, indeed, he will be made to his own mastery stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. What are we talking about? Things to stand on when you're in the evil day, when you're standing against stuff. This is an important one to stand on. You know, I'm standing on, you know, his favor, his strength, protection, faithfulness, love, wisdom, but his loyalty. Even if in the battle I do falter and I do miss it, thank God his arms are there to make me stand. He hasn't given up on me. He's able to make me stand. So, as I'm standing on his wisdom, standing on his grace, standing on his love, standing on all those things, I got to remember, this is what I like to do sometimes too, just in my own mind's eye. I like to just see Jesus standing behind me like this as I'm standing. You know, that if I fall, I'm falling into his arms and he's making me stand. Praise God. And again, this is so important because as you're going through battles, and especially if you stumble, you might stumble and people might see you and people might talk and people da-da-da-da. Don't get your eyes on people. People don't make you stand. He makes you stand. And realize who's the one whose arms you're in. Praise God, Lord. Wow, I would have given up on me a long time ago. Glad you're still here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Here I go. Like I said, I'm standing here this morning not because of my loyalty to him, but because of his loyalty to me. He is loyal to me, loves me. There's nobody more loyal on the planet to me than my Lord Jesus, making me stand, understanding my weakness, and encouraging me up. Thank God we got people and wonderful brothers and sisters in the Lord who do the same thing, but nobody does it like the Lord. Nobody does it like his spirit on the inside of you, letting you know, I'm still here. Don't give up. It's all right. It's all right. Go on. Go on. He's that way. You know, I so love that little story too. You know, before he goes to the cross, he tells Peter, you know, Peter said, hey, I'll die with you. He says, no, he says, before the rooster crows tonight, you're going to deny three times that you even know me. He said, but that's okay, I've prayed for you. You know, that when you recover yourself, you're going to also strengthen your brothers. Isn't that an amazing thing? Jesus even knew and saw ahead that Peter was going to fail, stumble bad. But he prayed. Why? Isn't this a test of spirituality? And if you fall, then he doesn't love you anymore? No, he just loves you. It's not about even your spiritual growth. He wants you to grow up spiritually. He wants you to cooperate. But his love isn't based on your spiritual growth. He just flat loves you. And he's just telling Peter, you know, hey, you're going to fail, but it's all right. I've already prayed for you. And when you recover yourself, you're going to strengthen your brethren as well, too. You know, and sure enough, the Bible says Peter, it says the third time when he denied Jesus, on that third time, he denied him with cursing. And in the third time, he caught eyes with Jesus, looked straight at him. So Jesus was right there. It's not like Jesus was off somewhere and he's being interviewed man on the street. Jesus is right there. And he is cursing, denying that he knows him. And Jesus looked at him and he just heard the rooster crow, went and says he wept bitterly. Oh, could you imagine that? Publicly, in front of everybody. You think, how could Jesus prayed for him? And that's what that first scripture that we said, it says that God is for us. He ever lives to make intercession for us. You know, Peter was one of those guys, he just kind of blurted stuff out. And sometimes he got it right and looked like a genius. You're the Christ. Sometimes he got it wrong and he looked foolish. You know, and I don't know what it looked like when Jesus was praying for Peter, saying, you know, Heavenly Father, I pray for Peter. I intercede for Peter. He's going to miss it. This is going to hurt him, set him back. I don't know exactly what he said, but strengthen him. But the cool thing of it is not only does Jesus know Peter and his framework, he knows you and your framework, and he's interceding for you, and he's prayed out ahead of you. And there may be times where you're weeping bitterly because of, but no, you are prayed for by a heavenly, by a high priest, your Lord Jesus Christ, who loves you, and he is for you. And even if you do stumble, he is able to make you stand. He's able to make you stand. So when you're having done all to stand in that evil day, standing against whatever your issues of life, remember you're standing on some things here. Number one, standing on God's favor. Praise God. He is for you. And if he is for you, who can be against you? That thing just makes people like you. He's got that for you. He just likes you. He looks at you. I don't know. What is man that you're mindful of him? But he is mindful of you. Loves you. Remembering that. God's strength. You can't do it. You got to come to that epiphany where, you know, I can't do this. Great. We're making progress. But I can do it through you, Father, who strengthens me. So I'm just turning it over to you. Help me. Strengthen me. Protect. And then God's standing in God's protection. What does that mean? There are parameters to this wrestling match. It's going to be common to man. It's not going to be more than what you can handle, and he's going to provide that way of escape. He's sovereignly looking at it, all right? And you're just saying, okay, Father, I know that as I'm looking to you, there is a way of escape here. It's seasonal. I'm coming through this, and I have the strength that I need to do it. And then standing on God's faithfulness, he's with you. He's for you. In other words, I'm not fighting this battle alone, and God's up there in heaven. God is right there with me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he's right there with me. I am standing on the fact that God's presence is with me, in me right now. Standing on God's love, no matter what comes, what goes, God loves me. And I can tell you one thing about this battle, is that this battle cannot separate me from the love that God has for me. I'm not battling through this to get to God's love. No, his love is right here. And because his love is there and with me now, I can get through this battle. Standing on God's wisdom, humbling myself to ask directions when I don't know where to go next. Lord, I need help. Show me, lead me, guide me. And then finally, standing on God's loyalty. I know one thing, praise God. He's standing behind me. His arms are outstretched. And even if I falter, he is right there girding me up. You know, so much of this battle is perception. And if we can get this picture clear in our spirit of what we're standing on as we stand against this stuff, praise God, it is going to strengthen us, help us. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. And when you're going through those battles, it seems like anything but life and peace. But when you're standing on this, this is what causes you to be spiritually minded. Yes, God's for me. Yes, his strength is sufficient. Protection, faithfulness, love, joy. These are the things that cause me to look up and realize my help comes from the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, this morning that just an exhortation, Father, that no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're standing against, praise God, we are standing on greater truths of your word. We thank you, Father, that you are truly for us. Your grace is sufficient. You're faithful completely and totally to us, Lord. Your love, your wisdom are there. That love is amazing. Help us, Father, to just on purpose do what John told us to do, to behold the manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Help us to just take those times of repose to stop and to behold and to just let your love soak in our mind and our heart. Oh, we thank you for it. And just for your amazing loyalty to us. Oh, Lord, it's just amazing how much you love us. You take no joy or pleasure in our failures. You are mercifully right there, catching us, holding us, supporting us, telling us we can do it. Oh, Lord, help us to catch your gaze, to see your gaze, to read your eyes, to receive your strength. We love you, Lord. Just go ahead and make this your declaration of faith if your heart can agree. Say, Heavenly Father, I will stand on the good truths of your word. I'm not just standing against stuff, but I am standing on the powerful promises of your word. I'm standing on your favor.
you just like me. Unmerited favor. And the favor is there. I thank you, Lord, for your strength. I come to the conclusion this battle can be won through you who strengthens me. You're faithful to me, Lord. You are with me in the battle. And your love is impenetrable. Nothing can get in between you and me. Thank you for wisdom. I humble myself and ask, show me, lead me, guide me. And Lord, I thank you. You are loyal to me. You make me stand. I rest in those strong arms this morning of your strength. You see me totally free from all these rough edges. You see me as your workmanship, sparkling, clear, strong, doing your will. As I look to you, I see me the way you see me. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for giving me something to stand on as I stand against. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, just want to encourage you again this morning.